Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We have an amazing event that is coming to Stratford all about Nick Drake. Joining us on the phone line is Luke Jackson with all the details. Good morning, Luke.
Hi, Jamie. How are you doing?
Doing great. Luke, it's a pleasure to be chatting about a very special concert that's coming to Stratford. What's going on here?
Well, I've been doing this show called The Songs of Nick Drake for 20 years now. I started it in 2004. It had very humble beginnings. It was just people getting up guys with guitars getting up and playing the songs of Nick Drake. I should probably backtrack a bit, Nick, for your listeners who don't know him.
Right, yeah, certainly Nick Drake. There are folks that absolutely adore Nick Drake as an amazing artist, but lots of folks still don't know or don't know the music of Nick Drake.
Yeah, he's an interesting chap in that he was around in the 60s, and he made three records for Island Records, and none of them went anywhere. He suffered from dreadful mental health issues and wound up dying of an overdose of antidepressants at the age of 27 in 1974. And he thought no one would ever hear his music. And many years later, he was sort of rediscovered. They used one of his songs, Pink Moon, in a Volkswagen commercial, and he's had this most incredible posthumous success. And I got into him in the 90s as a guitar player in high school in London. I've loved his music ever since then. And I started this tribute concert in 2004. It was a fundraiser for a breast cancer support center. So I thought it might be fun to have a raffle. And I wrote to all the people who were involved in Nick's career to see if I could get basically raffle prizes from them. So his manager and producer, Joe Boyd, sent some signed CDs. His estate sent some records and posters. And I contacted his string arranger, who is a lovely chap called Robert Kirby, who signed some Nick Drake sheet music books for me and sent those for us to raffle off. Many years later, when I was recording an album of my own in an analog studio in Sweden, I sort of whimsically sent him some songs that would benefit from string arrangements. And to my delight and astonishment, he liked the songs and agreed to work with me on the record. So I wound up working with him on this record, and that led to a friendship. And I invited him to come to Toronto to conduct the strings, because I'd done this one show, as I said, back in at the Rivoli in 2004, and that was just people getting up with their guitars. We didn't have any string arrangements or anything like that. But I said to him, do you want to come to Toronto and conduct a string section for a Nick Drake tribute concert in support of CAMH, the Center for Mental Health and Addiction? And he thought it was a great idea, and he agreed to do it. This is 2009. And then he had a heart attack 2 weeks before we were going to announce the concert. And very sadly, he died. And so I mournfully sort of, cancelled the show and thought that was that. And then I was invited to perform at his memorial concert in London the following year, on the anniversary of his death. And I decided to resurrect the show as a tribute not just to Nick Drake but to Robert Kirby. Wow. And we did a lovely show here in Toronto. His son flew out for it, actually, and that was in 2010. So that was the first time we did a big elaborate show with strings and a bunch of great people getting up, including Stephen Fearing, Mary Margaret O'Hara, Royal Wood, Kevin Kane from The Grapes of Wrath, and the CBC recorded it and broadcast it. It was a big success. And so, of course, everyone said, do it again, do it next.
do it again.
And I'd learned from other people having success with that sort of show and doing it every year that it quickly gets tiresome. So I said, I'll do it every 5 years. It seemed like a good idea.
Fair.
What actually happened was I wound up touring the show in 2012. I booked a tour. I spent the whole year planning it, and I booked a tour through Ontario and Quebec. So this was with a band. It was basically Ron Sexsmith's backing band. Actually, Ron did some of the shows with us. And when I booked a tour, playing in churches, so we were bringing our own sound system and lighting, and all the shows were incredible, but they weren't well attended enough, and it wound up putting a year back on my mortgage.
Wow.
So I thought, okay, I won't tour it again. I'll just do it occasionally in Toronto. So that was the plan going forward. And we've done it a few times. We've done it 4 or 5 times since then here in Toronto. But for the 50th anniversary of Nick's death, which is next month, I sort of look back at the tour because the shows were all so wonderful. We just didn't have enough people at them. aside from Toronto, Stratford was the only other show that didn't lose money.
Yeah.
It was a great show. It was well attended. We had Ron Sexsmith came out and played that show. We had Em Griner and a bunch of people who are actually doing the show again next month. So I thought to myself, you know what? I'd like to play in Stratford again. You know, that it was such a wonderful experience playing at Knox Church. And so I've set it up, and we're doing it on Friday, November 22nd at Knox Church, which I believe is referred to now as Copperlight.
Copperlight. Who's going to be joining you for this particular performance?
The band is it's a great band. It's Cam Giroux on drums, who you'll know from Weeping Tile and the Bourbon Tabernacle Choir. Also from the Bourbons is Jason Mercer, who's on bass. And then Kurt Swinghammer on guitar, who's a fantastic, wonderful guitar player. He'll sing a couple of songs. And then we've got, performing the songs, we've got Michelle Willis, who was the keyboard player and backing singer for David Crosby for the last decade of his life. We've got Kevin Kane from the Grapes of Wrath. He's a regular at the show and absolutely wonderful. We've got Susie Ungolida, formerly O Susanna. She's doing some songs. And then we've got Catherine Rose, who's a terrific Toronto singer-songwriter. Connor Gaines, again, a wonderful guitar player, great writer. Trish Robb. And we've got, from Stratford, we've got Barry James Payne, who's a terrific local performer you guys have there in Stratford.
Oh, absolutely. We love Barry James Payne, of course, with String Bone. So this is going to be a very unique and very special concert to be presented at Copperlight, Knox Church in Stratford, with a full band, string quartet. This is for Friday, November 22nd. And Luke, for you, what is it about Nick Drake's music that still resonates today for you, or what do you think it is?
I think one of the things that's really unusual about Nick Drake's music is that he didn't have any success in his lifetime, so the music isn't sort of married to the era in the same way that so much of the music we love is. You know, the Beatles, the Stones, Pink Floyd, you think of them as sort of 60s or 70s bands, and for Nick Drake, you know, it has a lot more to do, it's a lot more personal for each listener, and I think it has more to do with when you actually discovered him. Because you didn't grow up listening to Nick Drake. I don't think anyone did. You know, there's a handful of people from the 60s that did. But I discovered Nick in the 90s, and I used to, you know, I had all of his albums on one 90-minute cassette. And I played that. I played the hell out of that tape, taking the London Underground to school and back every day. And so, you know, for me, that's the time and place that I associate that music with. And I think everyone discovers Nick in their own unique way. And there's just, you know, it has a timelessness to it. I mean, it's just great music to begin with. You know, the songs are wonderful, and his guitar playing is phenomenal. But I think everyone everyone feels they have their own personal connection to Nick's music in a way that's very special.
I think it is that personal connection. The Songs of Nick Drake 50th Anniversary Concert is coming to Stratford at Copperlight Knox Church, and that will be for Friday, November 22nd. Luke, what's the best way to get tickets?
The tickets are on Eventbrite. So if you just go to eventbrite.ca, you can search Nick Drake there. You can also, if you're on Facebook, just punch in the Songs of Nick Drake. I have a page on there that posts updates. We've got sort of little video trailers of the show and other information that you can find out.
And, of course, we'll share the details on our socials and with mystraffordnow.com. This is not to be missed, and Stratford, a big supporter of this event. Songs of Nick Drake 50th Anniversary Concert is happening Friday, November 22nd at Copperlight in Knox Church. Luke Jackson with all of the details. Luke, this sounds fantastic. It's going to be another great show, and we wish you great success with this. Sounds amazing.
Thanks so much, Jamie. We're all really looking forward to bringing the show back to Stratford.